The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello and welcome once again to another Wealth Class Abayomi Obabolujo. It's my name. First, I want to say a very big thank you to as many as took the time to participate in the just concluded Youth in Leadership and Exploits Conference. By the grace of God, we will still do maybe another one either very early next year or December of this year. If you were not able to make it this last weekend, you should actually prepare for the next one, because particularly if you are a young one, anyone under the age of 40, you should ensure participation. All right, today I have with me Malam Garba Kurfi and Aruna Kibira. I will be right back. Don't change this channel.
Youth in Leadership and Exploits Conference 2021. Theme: Emerging a Leader and Financial Giant.
This is one of the big questions of life, that every human being must come to a place where you realize and you know the reason why you are here on earth.
If your life is valuable, the devil will attempt it. You will find yourself doing some work that you don't like, but it's preparing you to be able to handle other things in your future that will be useful.
Invest in yourself continually. Self-development is the most important kind of development that you will ever have. Yourself.
Start by finding out who you really are and what works for you. Because the moment you find out what that thing is, you stop chasing the dreams of other people.
If you must be someone of destiny from early, from now, from this age, learn to confess positive things about yourself.
Today's program was very great, very powerful. I felt the hand of God in my life. I've learned a lot of things about myself that I can do to better my own self. Skills that I've never even thought I can harness. From this program, I've learned that I can harness these skills. I can become a more professional version of myself and extend my capabilities as far as I can go.
I'm going to try and work on myself as a person so that I can improve on who I am today to who I can be in the future. I'm going to put most of your teachings into my studies. I'm still a student, so I'm going to put most of your teachings into my studies so that I can better myself as a person.
Today's program was great, was powerful. I really enjoyed myself today. I learned how to follow the path I enjoy. Like, do not follow what other people are doing. Do what God wants you to do. Follow the path that God wants you to follow.
Looking at today's program, it was educative, it was informative and entertaining. So I cannot just push away everything I've learned today. So I'll put it into use and put it into practice in my daily life as I go.
Powered by Fairhaven's Christian Center.
Come back. And so the next event, you must make plans to be there. We go straight now to the market. In the course of last week, the Ultra Index of the Nigerian Exchange Group was up 0.5%, market capitalization 0.5%, growth volume grew by 50.71%, deals 6.91%, value also grew by 29.48%. Wow, Malam, all green indicators last week. What will you say was behind the kind of performance we saw?
Well, checking the trend of September is always a positive trend. Last year in September, all share index gained about 6%. Today, we have not even gained more than 1%. So we expect more because the month is not yet end and anything can happen in the last week.
Why is it that September is always a good month for the market?
Because there is what we call speculation. Most of the third quarter result, you take position before it is out. If it is out, it's too late. So because by the time the third quarter result is out, you know what is likely going to end. And therefore, most investors, both institutional and long-term investors, strategically take position. The short-term also are not left behind. Remember, last year, all share index gained 50% in the last quarter. And because of the third quarter result. So the serious investors are taking position now. And that's what we are seeing in most of the stock. And we are likely to witness more before the end of the month.
What would you consider to be the best stock picks strategy? What do I need to consider? Malam, I will also still come to ask you the same question.
What I do, it varies from a period to period. Like what I do now, I look at stocks that have had fundamental and they are strong, but the market has beaten them.
Hmm.
If you want me to say, I've just made mention of assets, if anybody have taken position, and at 860, it's now doing 895. I saw Nigeria Bureau coming down to 47 naira. It's now doing 48.65. I saw on Friday, I saw them rush down Presco to 73 naira, which is going to be a very good buy. I saw Okomu was hit down to 104, and even while it was trading at 104, was available at 100 naira, 90 naira. It's back to 110.
But Haruna, Okomu, Presco was down on Friday.
Yes, 73 naira. So I said the 10% limit will be 60 something naira.
That is the 10% limit of
limit
Monday.
Of Monday. So take a position between that 67 naira and 70 naira in Presco. Presco and Okomu have almost the same result. The only thing that has separated Okomu from Presco is just the dividend payer policy. Yeah, Presco make over 10 naira while Okomu make barely.
But Okomu is moving up.
It just from what I said, they hit it to 104, and even while it was trading on 104, you can get it at 9900. It's back to 110.
110, yeah.
And you can see Boa Cement while it's 68 naira on the ticker, you can get it to buy 6120. And I know that the moment the market has decided against Boa, you won't see it to get to buy.
Madam, what would you consider to be the best investment strategy now?
Well, to me, I always look at those that still have hanging fruit.
What?
If you look at hanging fruit, GT have not yet marked down and still is trading at 27. So it's good to go because you will earn your dividend, interim dividend, and at this price, it can appreciate.
Just
this.
Because of dividend against that... not impressive result?
No, don't forget that GT pay about 3 naira. 3 naira at the current price give you about 12%.
What I'm waiting for is not the 3 naira,
no,
is the interim.
The interim is 30 kobo.
That is the hanging
fruit. Even the 2 naira 70 kobo will be declared by March. Therefore, you are talking of less than 6 months, you get 12%, it's worth it.
That is if you are sure.
Airtel will declare their interim dividend. Nestle will declare their interim dividend. PZ have not yet declared their year end. And you know it's me. Buy to pump the year end is September, and you see where it's trading. So all these stocks are good to go. But in addition to that, we have seen the performance of UCAP, we have seen the performance of Nahaku, and these are the stocks that will never be wrong if you decided to take position on them.
You're not talking about UBA, the parent of
UBA is good to go. UBA First Bank is stock number one anytime, any day for now.
We are coming to that. If we have time, we will stay, we will just close or round off from that level. But let us look at gainers in the course of last week. Pharmadeco 32.10%. NACO, Madam just mentioned NACO now, 15.13%. Now, I don't know, Pharmadeco is back on the best performance list. What is happening there? Well,
you know, when we saw Pharmadeco movie on the other day, like what we said, they have better loss. I think that is the only thing I can see, that it actually went up. I came down, it went up over 172 kobo, but I just said suddenly, which means that there could be news that is yet non-public, that is actually moving that stock.
Because if you see the growth in Pharmadeco consistently, 2, 3, for 3 days,
yeah.
And each of those 3 days, it did not gain below 9%, maximum 9.9%, and then 9.8%, no, 9.6%, and 9.7%. Malam, would you advise me to go and take position
for me,
in a
for
stock
a speculator? For a speculator, is good to go because this stock is not based on the performance.
Malam, I've not seen you talk on any stock that is not good to go. This equity doesn't have the kind of trend that shows sustainability. If you are telling me that I should be a speculator in this equity, Malam, what are the factors that should be responsible in case my target is not met?
You see, in a speculative business, you do it right. Once you enter at the right time, last week it gets
32%. How do I know the right time? How do I know I should have entered last week?
Pamadeco is almost a dead stock. If you take 2 years back, no activities. Suddenly, start seeing activities. That means speculators have come to it. And once speculators come to it, you start seeing volume and rising. And all you have to do, join the bandwagon. You get your exit. Once you say 20% is for you, 2 days gain is enough for you.
Malam, in all the equity trainings I've attended in America, in UK, everywhere in the world, we are always warned against joining the bandwagon. We are always told that we should not join a herd moving equity without knowing the factors behind it. But you seem to have a contrary opinion.
Yes, because if you are talking of an investor, you don't take up speculator. A trader is a trader. You don't look at
Malam,
what
I can
you
tell
have.
You are not you in Farmadeco. Are you in Farmadeco?
Let me tell you, me, I'm a trader.
Are you
any
in Farmadeco?
Stock that again 1-2 days, I go into it and I exit. I enter into it and get out, and now it's going even higher than the time I get out.
What informed? So what was it that informed your entry?
Mere speculation. Once you see a stock has no result, yet it gained 10%, why don't you join? The next day it gained 10%. Before you know it, it gained 30% in a week.
I don't know. What I'm very sure doing? You will never do that.
For a trader,
well,
you have to do that.
I'm in Farmadeco. How did that come to be in Farmadeco?
Why?
On the first day, it gave the first 10%. Because I just look at
so
it,
you are a speculator too.
Just, no, like I said, you do short run in the long run. We have always said. I'm seeing even when, by the time I saw it moving, I said, ah, correct. And I think this will be the time we get to my. I bought it at 172 cover, so it's not 214. By tomorrow,
it's so mere speculation.
Please, and please, they can speculate. They are not going to charge themselves commission. They can speculate. They are the one punching the buttons. Please, for you to speculate, make sure that you know what you are speculating on. You can speculate on Access. You can speculate on First Bank. You can FBNH. You can speculate on Nigerian Breweries. You can speculate on even WEMA. But for a company that we do not know anything happening,
Can I say something?
Those companies you mentioned, they are not speculation. You are investing because they have fundamentals.
I should rather invest.
But there's something that you do. When you, if you have 100,000, put 80,000 as investing. I put 20,000 as speculation.
Okay. Malam, tell me one or two attributes of equities that would qualify for speculation.
A stock that you speculate is a stock that have a minimum of 20 deals. If there is minimum of 20 deals, go for it. A stock that doesn't have 20 deals in a day is not for you, because you cannot get out of it.
You see, this is about the best platform, either on television or radio. Now, all those deals that others do talk about, you are getting to understand their meanings and their advantages as we speak. I've just been told that we have to go. I don't know. One or two stocks that I can take position in for the third quarter.
Codville. I will just measure Codville.
Right.
Like I said, Boa Cement.
Boa. Malam.
Dennis. UBA. Access Bank. First Bank.
What about Fixing?
Fixing is good to go, but you know, Fixing have already gained substantially, so may not likely rise immediately.
I want to say very big thank you to Malam Garba Coldfield.
Thank you.
Right. And also to Reverend Aruna Kibera. I've got to go. But I will return again. Until then, I remain yours sincerely. In wealth creation, its accumulation and preservation, a pioneer of public joy. God bless you. Enjoy your week.